Chicago Sports, spoken here. The beat is on.
720 WGN and WGNradio.com.
507, hope you're having a great Saturday. I'm Mark Carmen. He's Harry Tynowitz. About to talk to Teddy Greenstein of your Chicago Tribune. Real quick on Joe Maddon. I don't think Joe Maddon should do it from the 6-3-0. Not too many look good in white hair, but Joe looks sexy in gray hair.
That's what you were saying during the break.
He does look sexy in gray hair. And stick with what brought you, Joe. You had that hair in the World Series for the first time in 108 years. Don't go changing, Joe Maddon.
To try and please me.
And that's what the 773 is saying. I don't care if Maddon gets a perm if he takes the Cubs back to the series. That's the thing, Seacrest. Don't mess with success. How do you think Teddy Greenstein's been at the Tribune since he came out of the womb super successful? He doesn't mess with success. This is a big issue, Teddy. We got to figure out what Joe Maddon's coloring his hair with just for men. That can't be. That's not something that we can endorse here.
Carm, you're a sweetheart. Thanks for the intro. As a guy whose hair has turned from pepper to salt seemingly overnight, I certainly understand what Joe is going through. But, I mean, you don't want to be that guy, do you? You don't want to be that guy who everybody's looking at and saying, wait a second, why doesn't, like, the top of his head match, like, the end of his head? You look kind of needy when you do it. So I'll go all white if that's what the good Lord has in mind.
Right. My hair is like chowder. It's a little bit Manhattan, a little bit New England. not good. T. Green, always a pleasure. Thanks for making time for us. Northwestern running back Justin Jackson. I mean, that guy has got the quietest 4,129 yards I've ever seen. Do you think people around here know that he's going to finish the second, best running back yard-wise in the history of the Big Ten?
Yeah, Tiny, it's amazing. You know, Northwestern's marketing campaign heading into this season was going to be all about this unheralded, unknown, underrated star. And then he went out and destroyed Pittsburgh at Yankee Stadium and went for, well over 200. He had a career high. He had, I think, 4 touchdowns. And so then it's like, it's kind of blown. Their advertising campaign is off. So then they went with homegrown because they've got so many Chicago area stars. So I think people are getting clued in now. You know, he doesn't have the greatness of Saquon Barkley, who is a complete athletic freak and will get picked 100 to 200 spots higher in the NFL draft. But Justin Jackson, in terms of a college tailback, is 10 out of 10. You know, a couple of things. I mean, one, he's incredibly durable. You know, he's going to go in for his fourth straight 1,000-yard season, and only, I think, 4 guys have done that previously in NCAA history. He almost never fumbles the ball. And he just – what's amazing about him and his running style is he never takes a hit really square. So, you know, knock on wood in case some of Justin's people are listening, but he just has a way. He has a vision and a sense around him where he never gets clobbered.
What are you hearing on Clayton Thorson, Teddy, moving into his junior year? Probably, I mean, he made a huge jump freshman to sophomore year. If he does that again, you would think the Cats are in contention, at least in the Big Ten West. You would think. Do you think he's ready to do it?
Yeah, I mean, there's no reason to think he is not, Carm. I mean, obviously, between his redshirt freshman to his redshirt sophomore year, especially the sort of the second half of last year, that was an incredible leap, an incredible growth, and really exactly what we expected. I mean, they won 10 games his redshirt freshman year, and it was mostly despite him. And then last year, he started to light it up. So, you know, that Michigan State game and the Iowa game, and I think he had maybe 1 or 2 bad throws against Pittsburgh, but he's a total weapon where he's just transitioned from a guy you have to worry about to a guy who's going to win you games. So if he does from 1 to 2 what he can now do 2 to 3 in terms of years as a starter, and he is going to be doing great things for the Cats, and we're going to be talking in December or January about whether he's going to be going pro.
So Teddy, last year Penn State somehow came up with a victory against Ohio State when they covered. I mean, they won when they were trailing late in the game. Who's the best team in the Big Ten this year?
Yeah, that was a 20-point spread, so I hope you had Penn State on the money line. That would have paid off quite handsomely. Mm-hmm. On paper, Penn State has the best roster, just based on the fact that they were the best team in the Big Ten last year, and virtually everyone returns except Chris Godwin, really good wide receiver. But Penn State has a very tough schedule, bunch of road games, including, you know, up in Evanston against our boys. And the game against Ohio State is in Columbus. Ohio State is going to be hyper motivated after not only losing to Penn State, but getting completely waxed by Clemson. So the vast majority of people think that Ohio State, you have to favor that team to win the Big Ten because of a lot of those intangibles.
Let's talk Michigan, who's starting the season playing Florida in the Cowboy Classic. They're getting $6 million for this, Teddy Greenstein. $6 million for the first game of the year. That just something about that makes me nauseous. But the Michigan doesn't have a lot of returning players, but people are high on the Wolverines. Where are you sitting?
Well, Floyd Mayweather is completely unimpressed by that number. He's like,
this is true.
Yeah, I want to tie my shoes for $6 million. But, hey, somebody's got to pay for, you know, for the spring break trip to Italy
right.
in case the donor doesn't come through. But, no, that's going to be an interesting game. You know, Michigan might have caught a break because Florida has a bunch of suspensions.
Right.
But, you know, you'd think that's kind of an even game. I mean, Florida is the best team in the SEC East, which is weak, you know, which has been weak for the longest time now. And Michigan is replacing 16, 17 starters. I mean, so much NFL talent. And yet most people still feel pretty good about that team because you've got not only the starting quarterback, Wilton Spate, back, but his backup, John O'Korn. You got really good defensive linemen and Rashawn Gary and Maurice Hurst. And, you know, skill all over the field. I mean, as Jim Harbaugh put it at Big Ten Media Days, inexperienced and untalented, bad. Inexperienced and talented, good. So as long as they can play, and Jim obviously feels confident in his coaching, Michigan's going to be fine.
Did he say that from Vatican City?
I mean, he did a lot of other stuff from Vatican City. This one was live in the greatest city in the world of Chicago. But, man, he was entertaining out there in Italy, too.
How is this edition of Lovie Smith State School going to do in Champaign?
I don't think there's too much to get fired up about. You got to hope that Mike Dudek, the outstanding wide receiver, is back from, you know, two horrendous knee injuries. So he's very tight with the quarterback, Chase Crouch. So the thought is that they have a really good bond and they're going to be able to connect for a ton of passes this year. Beyond that, you know, I don't think people are thinking much about their defense and other aspects of their team. I think, you know, Levy's probably hoping for just a fairly quiet season of, you know, some progress. I know they have an incredibly young team. It's like three quarters of their team is basically freshmen, redshirt freshmen and sophomores. So nobody's expecting much from, you know, this year's Fighting Illini.
Do you think the Illini could finish third in the Catholic League?
Out of how many teams?
Oh, there's a bunch. There's a bunch of Jesuit schools there, Teddy.
What do you got in the Badgers, Teddy? Everyone's got them winning the West, and the Cats play them early, and Wisconsin only has to play Michigan, not Ohio State. They also get Michigan at home. So, I mean, people are super bullish on Wisconsin.
They should be. I mean, that is such a solid team. I mean, Jack Citchie, as you know, the linebacker, he went down, torn ACL. That's been probably the most serious injury of camp for any Big Ten team. Great leader, typical linebacker type. But Wisconsin has had this before. I mean, they have injuries and they still play great. So it's like the game of the century, man, for that Northwestern-Wisconsin game, which is the first Big Ten game of the season for both teams. It's huge because it's hard to see the loser of that game winning the Big Ten West because then you'd have to make up two games on the other team. So I think it's going to be an excellent Wisconsin team, and I think the winner of that Northwestern-Wisconsin game is going to be in Indy.
The talented Teddy Greenstein hanging out a little while longer.
That's optimistic Cats right there. Just put him right there. I'll take an 8-win season.
Oh, hell yeah. I'll take Wildcats in Indy. That sounds tasty.
But, Carm, this has to be a year where you know, if they don't contend for the Big Ten West this year, there's something wrong because they absolutely have the roster to do it. They didn't lose much off last year's team. I mean, Anthony Walker, honestly, was not very effective in the first half of the season. Yeah,
that's true.
Austin Carr was amazing. That's a huge loss. So it's like everything is set up for success this year. The secondary is really good. You're terrific at tailback. You know, Clayton Thorson in his third year. It's there's nothing in the non-con that should throw you off. I mean, if they don't compete this year for the Big Ten West, there's really something wrong.
Hey, Teddy, you know, Julian Edelman, unfortunately, tore his ACL last night. That's a little opportunity for Austin Carr. How do you think that guy does with Tom Brady throwing him spirals?
I mean, I'm a Jets fan. It's so sad. And
you're
I
a big Jets
see
fan.
It play out. I could see it play out. It's like, here's what's going to happen on the third day of the draft. Either the Patriots are going to pick Austin in the seventh round, or they're not going to pick him at all, and they'll scoop him up as an undrafted free agent. And somehow he's going to end up scoring like 50 touchdowns against the Jets because they wouldn't listen to me, because he is a phenomenal prospect and an amazing guy to be around. And yeah. I will actually be surprised if he doesn't end up being a standout NFL player.
Love me some Austin Carr. Dude knows how to get open, can catch the football.
He's phenomenal. We're visiting a little while longer with Teddy Greenstein of the Chicago Tribune. He's great on golf and fantastic on college football.
And just leads a great life. And I heard your tennis game is super strong, Teddy. I got inside information that you're hitting the ball well.
You're a Ben Bass disciple, are you not?
I was on the court with Ben Bass yesterday afternoon watching, and it was, which is always an experience if people know Ben Bass and beyond. But
one of the greatest nicknames, Ben Bass and beyond, and the only tennis partner I play with who after every point gives like 10 to 15 seconds of commentary on the point. And it's like, would you just serve the ball?
I have worked so hard on that. I just want you to know, I've tried. Please stop talking. Just play the game of tennis. That's key for everybody out there. It's not just Ben Bass and beyond. A lot of people like to have a lot of conversation in doubles. Just because somebody else is out there doesn't mean you should be having a conversation. Back to college football. What's up with Jaylen Brown? Is that who Clayton Thorson's going to be throwing the football to?
Well, there's going to be some of him, but I mean, you keep hearing reports about several guys emerging at receiver. You hear really good thing about Riley Lees. I think Flynn Nagel and Macon Wilson are solid. Ben Skoranek, Charlie Fessler has had some great practices. So, you know, not all those guys are going to end up being featured, but from the sounds of it, there's not a depletion there. I mean, there have been some years. I think going into last year, when nobody knew about Austin Carr, when you said, man, this is the sorriest receiving core in the nation. This year, I think there looks like there are five or six guys who could be, you know, solid Big Ten players.
And maybe that'll happen with the Bears.
That's wishful thinking, but you never know.
How did Jim Phillips and Northwestern avoid these newfangled Friday nights the Big Ten is going to incur?
I love that. I'm actually proud of Jim for standing up, because I think the whole Friday night thing is absurd. I mean, if there are schools that are dying to do it, okay. You know, Illinois is happy to do it, and that's fine. But if you say no, don't make them do it. Look, Friday night is mainly for high school football. So have the respect to let those programs have their night. And on top of that, I mean, you want to have a Friday night football game at Northwestern. So somebody works at 5 o'clock and then they're expected to tailgate when they're going to start on their lunch hour at work. I mean, how's that going to, it's completely absurd. So I'm glad Jim had the chutzpah and all that to tell Jim Delaney, no thanks.
Can you talk to Jim? And cause I can't move this one forward. I don't have he hasn't listened to me on this one. I don't think he will. So maybe it's you, Teddy. They need to sell beer at Ryan. You agree with me, right?
Oh, Carm, I've said this for so many years. We'll look back in 20 or 30 years and we'll say, wait, they didn't serve beer at college football games? Like, why? I mean, I was talking to Josh Whitman, the Illinois AD, the other day. It's so nonsensical to me that you don't – I mean, what are you doing? I mean, they have all these ways of gaining revenue, and it's like they're forgetting the most obvious one. And the schools that have done it, like Minnesota – I don't think it's a big drunk fest in the stadium.
Right.
So get on that. Absolutely.
Yeah. I remember going to the Big Ten tournament the first time they had it at the UC, right. and they weren't serving booze.
Are you sure? Because I thought when they go to those venues, like
the first one,
basketball this year. Okay. Because check this out. Northwestern basketball this year, you will be able to buy booze at the Allstate Arena,
which is huge.
That's
as they make their way to the Final Four.
That's big. that's big. No, I, you know what? I think they might have been serving booze, but I was just working it. And like I was doing media things, so I couldn't do it. Damn.
Terrible excuse.
Yeah, it is a terrible excuse.
I don't think that stopped you back in the day.
Hey, it's sports. You got to serve booze. You know, I mean, there used to be a time when all you could get at a game was beer. Now you got everything. Well, T Green, you're awesome. Before we let you go, Heisman winner.
Heisman winner, other than Justin Jackson. Okay.
Yeah, you can go outside. You can go outside the Big Ten here.
We'll go Sam Darnold of USC. Hopefully, my Jets will be able to draft him first overall next year.
He's good. He's good. What is he? Just a sophomore?
He's a third-year guy. So he's a redshirt sophomore. Nah. Yeah.
Teddy, who's starting? If you're John Fox, that's what I'm trying to get to here. Give me an answer to that one too before you go.
Oh, I mean, what are we talking? We're talking a left guard, right?
Yeah.
either that or Mitchell Trubisky.
You know, I'm in a weird spot with that because I was so down on what the Bears did. Like, I would have, instead of giving up three picks, I would have tried to add three picks and taken Deshaun Watson. So it would be inconsistent of me now to say, oh, yeah, Mitchell Trubisky's the greatest. You know, you got to start him. So I guess go with the Glennon thing and see where it takes you. But the Bears, for me, are like, I pay very little attention, man. Sunday is for, like, writing for fantasy football and for watching my daughter's soccer games.
There's nothing wrong with that. That's a great way to live your life.
Deshaun Watson looks good.
Teddy, we'll see.
You could have had three picks. It's a difference of six picks. You could have got three.
Let's start with this. You didn't need to trade up to get Trubisky.
That's true.
Well, we don't know that for sure, but, I mean, who knows? If you say so, okay. I believe you, Harry.
Patrick Mahomes is lighting up in Kansas City, too.
He is. Early. And Kaiser could start in Cleveland.
It is the NFL preseason, so, I mean, you don't want to go too far down the line. All right, Teddy, thank you, as always. We appreciate it.
Enjoyed it immensely, guys. Talk to you soon.